Across this sporting state, RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
Jason Johannesson, still to come on the Breakfast Club after 8 o'clock. Looking forward to catching up with him. And we are doing our best. R&D at the back are frantic in their search for Gabby Ruffles. They're frantic. They're not giving up just yet after a US women's amateur victory yesterday. The first Australian to do so. If she's not on, there could be some sackings.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'll say.
Apparently. And she plays like us, Daniel.
What do you mean?
Apparently poorly. Last two holes.
Poorly?
No.
Attacking.
Oh, yes.
Oh, four apparently out of five she, birdies.
Yeah, and the last two holes, there's water, and she's like, nah. Pin. I'm going at the pin. Bang, bang.
Back-to-back birdies.
Wins.
Yeah, it's a great effort.
Because of our sort of attacking golf.
Good sporting family. She's been inspired by what we do. No doubt that was a part of her psychology leading
into
the US Women's Amateur. Glenn McFarlane doesn't care about that. Well, I'm sure he does because he's a sport lover, but he's got other things on his mind at the moment from the Herald Sun. Of course, he's very, very prominent in the award-winning Sacked podcast at superfooty.com.au. Thought I mentioned it before you did, Macca. Good morning to you.
How are you going, Haysto? Scotty, Macca. I wasn't going to mention it today. I heard you earlier. Not sure it's award-winning yet. It's got a long way to go for
will
that.
Be. Who's will out be this week? We've got a new one, surely.
Can I mention this half or not?
I'm only kidding.
I'm all for it.
It's got a shelf life.
No, there's more to come. Hey, yeah. Stay. Players.
There's a lot of second
players.
Players.
Oh, there's some really good players to come.
Can't wait for my audition.
Like Daniel Harford.
No. Daniel Harford won't be in there. No.
Well, Dennis Pagan torched him.
There you go. I like it. So,
he's got a great story.
Talking of Carlton, we have Mick Malthouse, the Carlton years, coming up this week.
I thought Mick was done.
Didn't Mick do the first one?
No, he did Collingwood.
He's got two segments.
Two segments. So he'll be there'll be plenty to come from there as well.
Do you think there'll be a different tone in the Carlton?
There is. Yeah, there's a very different tone. It's much more. He's much more accepting of the sacking at Carlton, even though he didn't agree with it, and he's still harbouring a little bit there. He's long since moved on from Carlton. I think the Collingwood one still hurts a lot.
Right.
But that doesn't say he hasn't got plenty to say.
Sacked tomorrow morning.
Mick part two.
Mick is back.
He's back.
Wow.
Which would be great. Jared Ruffhead, speaking of time being called, depending on who calls it. He's back this week, and then time will be called for his amazing career.
Yeah, that was probably the best news we could get yesterday. We all knew it was coming. Surely Clarko couldn't have done that. He didn't give... we know that Sam Mitchell and Luke Hodge and Jordan Lewis didn't get a farewell game, so...
Hodge sort of had one, didn't he?
Sort of. But he'll have to get another sort of when he goes from the Lions. But the Hawthorn crowd's been pretty ordinary at stages of this year. They haven't gone to a lot of games, particularly the non-drawing games, and that's been an issue for the club all year. So surely this week you have to get a decent crowd for what's a pretty ordinary game, and you would hope that they come out in force for Ruff, because he is an absolute icon of the game. Yep. We know his story back to front. I fascinated last night with Wayne Carey talking about, was he trying to make a statement to Alistair Clarkson by wearing the long sleeves last week? I thought that was pretty unusual comment there.
That's stretching.
It was stretching. It's not just the stretching of the apparel. It was it was quite bizarre. But obviously the right things happened. He's got the farewell game. He needed it. I mean, there's not many players who've done what Jared Ruffhead has done, both on and off the field. He's been an extraordinary player, and for those like Haysto who know him well, he's an extraordinary person as well.
Yep, no doubt about that. No arguments from this panel, and we do encourage all Hawthorn fans, even though Marvel Stadium's not your favourite stadium. I know.
Just turn up.
I get it.
I've been guilty this year. I haven't gone as much as I would have liked, but busy.
Yeah, Sunday
but
you'll be there.
I'll be there Sunday. You'll be there. Don't worry about that.
Got to be there.
Get there. Marvel 440 Gold Coast to see the Ruff. High five the world on the way out. Are you you doing the catering? Mr. Doing the catering.
That's
for the
next
boys.
Step we've got to go to.
Doing the drinking.
Is the potato rusty?
There'll be a bit of drinking after it, I think, too.
Potato rusties?
Are we catering events?
A little
yet?
Bit of drinking.
No events.
That's next level, isn't it?
It's next level.
I reckon you're ready.
No, we don't have a big enough kitchen.
You can only fit one in.
Well, you might not have a big enough kitchen, but what we know is that Essendon found it hot in the kitchen on Saturday night. Do you like that, Scotty? Hot in the kitchen.
It's a segue.
The fallout from the 104-point belting. We'll speak to Jason Johannesson later on.
21 goals in a row.
I watched the video. AFL tweeted.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Comfortably. Yeah. I think last year, unbelievably, Geelong kicked 23 in a row last year against Fremantle. Unbelievably. You can't believe that. Prior to that, the record was 17. Oh. But 21 in a row. I was there. It was almost car crash football watching it, wasn't it? They kicked the first goal within 23 seconds. Here they go, the Bombers. Bang. And the fallout's going to be big. Like, regardless of what people are saying, the fallout's huge. Put so much pressure back on John Worsfold, who yep. had sort of evaded the pressure. But it's back. The pressure is back in a big way. And unless they win at least one of the next two, trouble.
Well, let's have a listen to Xavier Campbell, the CEO, who spoke yesterday on the back of that dismal performance on Saturday night.
It's disappointing. These guys are hurting. You know, it was a really difficult performance on the weekend. You know, there's no sugarcoating that, you know, one bit. And we need to make sure we make those hard calls. So have you got a decision to make on the coach for next year? You know, John's our coach. I mean, they're all hypotheticals. I know that's the narrative that will be trotted out this week, and I understand the business like that, but I think in the context of where we sit, we're very much alive. Our season is very much alive. We sit seventh on the ladder. There's two games left. There's a big opportunity in front of us, and we want to make the most of that opportunity.
Well, certainly an opportunity, and not going to be easy over there at Fremantle on Perth Stadium on Saturday night. No. Macca, can you explain to me, a part of that conversation was about John Worsfold, and yep. you mentioned that puts enormous pressure on him again, because it's not just that, was the performance last week against Port mm-hmm. Adelaide. And it seemed that there was an appetite from within the club. Now, this is just from what people are hearing. Appetite within the club before they had their little run of late-game victories that perhaps John's future was yep. absolutely really unstable.
No doubt.
Can you explain to me why Blake Carosella has signed on as an assistant coach with a year to go at Richmond mm. and considering they're a premiership contention again? Why has he done that?
The antenna goes up, doesn't it? Mm. Absolutely goes up. And asked about it. Dan Richardson was asked about it on the weekend, leading into the game, by the award-winning Daniel Harford. I think it might have been your question, was it?
No, it wasn't my question. I was sitting next to the question asker, and great Tony Shaw.
He was quite defensive, as we know. He was incredibly defensive about a number of things, but particularly the issue with Blake Carosella, that it's been announced so early that he is going there next year. It just raises the antenna a little bit, doesn't it?
That's a silly rule, Daniel.
Well,
that got to go that rule, one doesn't it? Stupid Coaches Association implemented rule.
Well, I thought too.
Mm. Oh, you don't reckon that's...
But then I read today in the opposition paper,
well,
mm-hmm. Jake Nowell doing some fantastic work, that there are six coaches out of contract at Fremantle
yep.
yes.
at the end of this season, and only one of those has been given information as to whether or not they'll still be there. That's Brent Guerra. There's five others still hanging on. And then we're led to believe that, according to Jake, that Carlton has also held off on informing some assistant coaches of their future because of the interim coach situation. But that's... still, there's August 1. There's a deadline, Scotland. So is it a rule or is it not a rule?
Well, I think the clubs sort of take it with a grain of salt, as they should. Don't dictate to us how we do our business.
So it is fascinating that Blake Carosella is going there. We know how well-regarded Blake Carosella has been through his assistant coach journey. The other thing that really interest me half last night was yep. Matthew Lloyd
yes.
on Footy Classified, basically coming out and saying that there are some Essendon people who have got some queries about whether the Essendon leadership group in 2019 was the actual one that was picked by the players.
Oh, boy.
And whether it had been amended. It was an extraordinary comment.
Well, let's have a listen. Lloyd, we might have that from Lloydie last night from Classified on Nine.
Fantasia should nearly be playing VFL football. You know, that's how poorly he's going. I haven't seen him lead this year. David Myers has been a VFL footballer, questioning whether he should still be playing AFL football. Danaher is meeting with an opposition club CEO. So on field, they are going very poorly. I think they got it wrong and they let their players down. They let Michael Hurley down. They let Cale Hooker down. That's who players would love to be leading their team.
But it was
a
player vote, wasn't it? So you're saying the club went against the player vote?
There's a thought around Essendon people that, yes, that it went against what the players wanted, and that upset a lot of people.
Oh, boy.
Wow. That's big. That's big. And don't you know explosive. When Hutchie knows the answer, but he just leads the question yeah. in beautifully?
Yes, correct.
It's like, oh, really?
He's very good at that.
That's hard to believe.
Well,
that's extraordinary.
Is it, Duke? Because how do the players know in the grand scheme of things what the outcomes of those things
are? This has got junior football written all over it.
Oh, my word it has.
Because they go, who did you vote for?
Yeah.
I voted for Dice. Okay, who did you vote for? I voted for Cale.
Yeah, and they go through the whole 40 and go, well.
players keep... talk. They're not. They're not dumb.
Our maths that's one thing suggest. To do
and pen and paper just
walking around the room.
And yeah. Fair to say that Cale Hooker and Michael Hurley were not happy. They weren't in the leadership group. I remember speaking to Michael Hurley after a game earlier in the year, and he's an incredibly honest person as well. I love the fact that he was prepared to say, "Yeah, I was initially really unhappy with that decision." So, to have Matthew Lloyd coming in, and he's not going to say that. Unless he's got a strong inkling that that has happened. It'll be interesting to see today whether the Bombers come out and can that.
All due
suggestion.
Respect
well,
to
they will,
Orazio.
Because they can't. They can't say so it's right.
No,
so
they can't. No,
so they will
even
count.
If it is.
They won't probably respond to it. But
so for those who don't know, Dyson Heppel captain, Zach Merritt vice-captain.
No problem.
Hard-working.
That's okay. Yeah, no problem with that.
Doesn't speak a lot, Zach, but he's well
getting
respected.
Better at it.
Getting better at it. But
Orazio Fantasia.
Preparer.
I mean, I love Orazio, but he doesn't. He doesn't smell leadership when I look at him.
Mm.
Joe Danaher, who hasn't played, and Young,
mm-hmm.
why is he in there? Shouldn't be focusing on his own football. And David Myers is a reserves player who has been basically a reserves player.
It's a young leadership group as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's strange.
And two of the three have been talked about as potentially leaving the Bombers at some stage. I know Orazio has said that that's not quite correct that, but there's no question that at some stage he would be looking to go home and play in Adelaide at some stage. Mm. And we also know that, whatever you say, Joe Danaher did
just,
meet with an opposition club, just
Sydney.
A mentor, but
just a coffee.
He did actually meet with somebody
just
last
a
week.
Coffee in Tom Halley's
in
car.
In a car, driving to his house. Yeah.
Just a coffee.
Award-winning that's score, mine this morning in that.
Another one.
Another one from
well,
the
yeah,
score.
Well, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
don't know where I got that from. Well, that's can't reveal my sources.
That is, you never do. It's a problem with you.
That's, I'm a journalist.
Was
I go to jail if I have to.
At the end of year function that he... You know, that he actually puts on for all of us who help him out.
I do. Actually.
He reveals all sources.
Does he? Was a GWS Giants player responsible for uncovering Sydney Chief Executive Tom Harley's meeting with Essendon star Joe Danaher? That's the start of the whisper.
Pulled
today.
Up next to him in the light. You'd be a bit stiff, Sydney.
Wouldn't you?
Look over and go, oh, I recognise that.
Big
large
city,
general.
Too.
Just a mentor.
You're unlucky.
Tom
I mean.
Harley. What's going
just
on here?
Just mates having a coffee.
Mentor, mentor.
No, mates and mentors having coffee. You're allowed to do
lots
that.
Of mentors having coffee.
Now, if my
people.
Memory stop. Corrects,
up
Buddy and Gary Ablett's moves all started 12 to 18
yep.
months out.
Absolutely.
That's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
That's all I'll say.
Well, Gaz was trying to back out of that while reading the Gallagher Gazette.
Yeah.
And then Liam Pickering said, mate, count those zeros.
There's too much money here to back away.
We'll get front, over this.
Was he trying to back out when he realised the Bomber was actually going to leave? Was that the
possibly.
Back out moment?
Probably the case. Probably. Speaking of coaches with the Bomber, Brett Ratten, is he in the box seat?
Oh, he has to be in the box
Saints?
Seat, doesn't he? Absolutely has to be in the box seat. That last couple of minutes, it was so important for him as well because they were able to lift themselves off the canvas, St Kilda. We know that Robert Harvey is going to try and
yes.
And have an interview over the next week or so in
Banger's
regard
back.
To that. And Nathan Buckley has given him a big tick of approval. But Brett Ratten's in the... any man who can put a skateboard video... I'm not sure if you're over this skateboard story.
Well Luke Dunstan, he's going to tell us this story right here, right now, Luke Dunstan.
I'm not sure how much say we're going to have because they've obviously put the panel together. But, yeah, I think the players, yeah, would love to have him. We had a little thing during the week. He showed us a guy on his skateboard trying to learn a new trick and he mucked it up about 20 times before he finally got it. So he sort of brought that up and we kept falling off the skateboard and we finally stuck the trick in the last 30 seconds. So it was good.
So he's putting in skateboard videos. Somebody's trying to do a trick.
Oh, you got to tap into the youth. Though.
Oh, that's
skateboard.
You do.
Know your audience.
Know your audience.
Is positive, isn't
I
it?
I thought yeah. Luke Beveridge was the only man that gave the old skateboarding because we know that Luke
well, he
is
rides
a skateboarder.
He rides them to training.
Yes.
Into the halls of the meeting rooms.
Mm.
But Rats is all over. He's putting out there
know
where the
market.
Kids are picking up and all
know
sorts
your
of stuff.
Market. And they do love him. He's made a huge impression. I don't just mean since he's taken over as caretaker coach. You speak to anyone from St Kilda, and from the moment he walked in that building, pretty much like Reece Shaw did at North Melbourne, they gravitated to Brett Ratten. So, very exciting.
What about Jack Carlisle?
Yeah, that's an interesting
around?
One too. Hanging around. He's now reached his the trigger point. Don't you love trigger points?
I
not
do.
Pressure points, but trigger points. he's reached the trigger point for an extra year, which will be next year, and he's open to signing a new long-term deal. You sort of forget how young Jake Carlisle. He feels like he's been around forever. He's 27. If you initially say, how old is he? You might say 30, but he's 27, and he's so important. If he can get his body right for that footy club, you know, they've got a couple of really good blokes at the other end of the at the end of the field. To have a couple of good defenders is important.
That's why you think he's so old, because he's had a few injury problems.
Yeah.
You just feel automatically that just goes, oh, he must be, you know, getting on a bit. But, yeah, if they get his body right.
Will Jack Stephen be there?
I would doubt it at this stage. I mean, that, if there was a farewell, it was as good a farewell as you're ever going to get on Sunday. He was outstanding. And I think the fact that the players are quite openly talking about what's best for Jack says to me that there's a strong belief in there that he will leave at the end of the year. Pretty much for his for himself as much as anything else. And no one would begrudge that, given the battle that he's gone through. But it just, I mean, I love the fact that he said, I'm not fit. I'm a little bit fat.
He said, I'm fat.
I was blowing at the start.
Yeah.
To be fair, I was blowing throughout the whole game.
Well, it's just, don't you love it? The honesty of that. And yet, right. How good was he?
But when he flashed onto the screen,
yes.
Like I was at home, I go, that's fantastic. Jack's been in
gives
a little
us all
paddock.
Hope.
And he's buzzing around, kicking goals.
Well, it's good to see him out there enjoying himself.
Correct.
It was nice to see him.
And it's going to, the club will look after him, won't they, Scotty? They'll do the right thing. And
I think,
as long as they get a little bit back the other way. But, I mean, you would hope that something, you know, building a little bit of momentum is what's happened in this particular game, that it just might say to yourself, why would I go?
We'll see. We'll see. We'll get to a break. More news with Macca very, very shortly, 10 to 8 on The Breakfast Club. A heap still to come, including Buddy's milestone, Dusty's injury, Sean Higgins. What's going on there? I want to find out the latest on the Higgins story. He might be on the move down to be a special guest on the podcast.
Why would North Melbourne let their best player go?
We'll find out after this with Macca.
Welcome aboard The Breakfast Club.
Milestone's significant. For him and to be able to do it is great, but when you've had a couple of hamstrings, he's only played 9 games this year. It's making sure he's physically right, and if that's next week, it's next week. If it's not next week, well, it's not. So, but we'll make that call next week.
If it is, it is. If it's not, it's not. That's what John Longmire is saying effectively about the big Bud Waters.
Let's go on a limb. Game. He's not playing.
He's not playing. You know what? Let's, Scotty, what do you reckon? He's not playing next week either. So why not? Round one against
Hawthorn.
Set it up.
At the SCG.
Set it up.
Let him come down.
This is it.
Let him come down for roughies.
Maybe get a better crowd down here.
Yes, good call. MCG, Saturday afternoon.
It's got to be that, doesn't it? Round one, Sydney Hawthorn, wherever, whenever.
Yeah, he's got no interest now.
It would be awesome, wouldn't it? Why would you play? Why would you play Bud now?
It's the longest hamstring. Well, he's had a few longish injuries.
They're sitting in 15th position.
AFL fixturing. Get onto it now, I reckon.
It's not that hard, is it? Yeah, the big crow's not going to play.
No, you're not playing.
And while they're at it, just no more Canberra winter games on a Friday night. Well, you like a little bit of history there with the
snow?
I'm all for mental fortitude.
Yes, that's fair.
That's what I'm all for. Finding a way through adversity.
Are you talking about Tom Brown asking the question to Leon Cameron?
That was courageous.
That was courageous.
There's all forms of courage, Macca.
That was courage.
Slash stupidity.
You wanted to ask the question, though. You wanted to ask the question.
Well, I didn't see the response.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Leon shut it down pretty quick.
Yeah, quick.
That's a ridiculous thing to say.
Yep.
But it was right.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were beaten mentally.
Anyway,
before they ran out.
We needed Scotty in there to ask that question. That would have been
great. Follow Tom up. You would have come in over the top of Tom and go, I got you.
What they need is just that they needed a fearless leader like Alistair Clarkson just running around with his top off down there. So it just sets the tone.
This is the response we might have Leon Cameron, actually, to the question. Is the question in there as well, or is just...
Beautiful.
Okay, we've got the whole thing here. Let's have a listen.
I think we are embarrassed, let's be honest. It was probably one of our worst losses for a long time. So we need to put our hand up and take responsibility for that.
There's going to be some talk about the optics of the way both teams embrace the conditions. The Hawks seem to almost smile at it, the foot stomping. You guys seem to be honest, not enjoy the cold. Would you agree with that? What are your thoughts on that?
No, that's a stupid statement, really. I mean, I don't know who said that.
There were just some pictures throughout the game. For example, Jeremy Cameron, arms crossed at one point, and the Hawks were looking up at the snow and smiling. It just looked like there were different approaches to the conditions.
No, they just wouldn't matter if there was sun out there. They probably still would have won with that sort of appetite in the contest. I mean, that's a silly statement.
That's a stupid thing to say. It's a silly statement.
Yeah. He did well,
Cop
Tommy.
That.
He did really well.
He kept coming, Tommy.
He went again.
He kept coming. God love him.
Big respect.
He went again.
God love him. Dusty Martin, is he going to go again this week or not?
Yeah, was it a rest? Maybe. I don't know. In those conditions, it's probably the right thing to give him a spell, get him right. He's just at that level again now that could lift him to a flag, yeah, isn't he?
He's playing some outstanding footy.
Pretty important game this week.
It is a very... How good a round? This is tipping round. You will win. If you have a good weekend this week, and you will win your tipping comp. Unless you're 15 behind like Scotty.
You might beat Kiss of Death this week, Scotty.
I think I'm ahead of you.
No, you're not. I'm a dominant force. I'm leading all comers as far as I can see.
Did you tip Hawthorn last week? Of course you did.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
I did as well. We're the only two people in Australia.
Is that right? No, your mate Adam White tipped Hawthorn.
I tipped him.
The Duke would have tipped Hawthorn. Yeah.
Tom Brown tipped him. He saw. He could see it coming. A mile off.
He saw Clarko out there in his shorts and no shirt. He goes, "These are my boys. I can take them on board." Hey, no, Sean Higgins. I need to get to this. What the hell is going on? I'm perplexed by this too. Surely this isn't legitimate.
No, it's legitimate that there's interest in Sean Higgins.
Well, it'd be interesting.
And there's also, it's legitimate that there is a little bit of an impasse at the moment. Yes. He is contracted for next year, as we know. He would really like, and I think he deserves an extra two on top of that, given the way he's playing. But the Kangaroos are not willing at this stage
to give that.
He's about, I think he'd be 32 by the end of the year.
So it is getting to that bracket,
but his form warrants.
His form was outstanding.
Yeah, I think it is. And we know the Geelong are very interested in him. Geelong are interested in everyone. Yeah, let's be honest. There's a bit of cat action everywhere.
Push from podcast people.
It is.
So he wants to. He's got next year at 33. He wants
32. I think he'll be. I think he turns 32 later this year. But I'll triple check that.
So he wants 3 years, one next year plus two.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
He's getting a bit old. I've changed my tune, Daniel.
But I might get to a point.
Three-year deal for up to 35.
Find a way to make it happen. Mm. Not necessarily the three, but find a way to keep him there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And he wants to stay. As we understand it, he's very keen to stay at North, really enjoys it, has loved the move.
It's been great for him, been great for the club.
So I think with Geelong, though, they're looking at, you know, potentially Gazza. At some stage going, you know, he may even go at the end of the year. Gaz has talked about that.
Well, if they won, he'd play next year if they don't win it.
Yep.
I reckon.
Do you reckon?
Mm. Yeah. He'll play next year.
Is that podcast exclusive?
Oh, just the vibe that I get.
The Marbo?
The little fella.
Well, they've got to find a way to keep him.
Yeah, they've got to keep him because he's such an important player, isn't he? So, and it's the one that sort of slipped through. Everyone's known about St Kilda's interest in Todd Goldstein, but this is the one that sort of slipped through. I think they've got to keep
him. That's off, didn't I hear, on the weekend, as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Rail Marshall, our campaign.
Our campaign for
him. To leave him alone and be the...
John Ralph also reporting that Sam Draper is more likely now to stay with Essendon. Yeah.
He's the greatest ruckman who's never played a game. He's probably farmer incarnate, better than Max Gorn, apparently.
And for this you go, Jeremy Cameron's hammy is going to cost him the Coleman.
Isn't it fascinating? Like the Coleman we thought was almost over the line for Jeremy, but that hammy, we saw him grab at that hammy on, and he had the jacket on. Tom was a bit worried about the jacket that he had on in the cold. The hammy, so it's going to be interesting. Precautionary scans, probably won't play this week, which would give some people a chance to have a crack at him.
Macca, you're a bloody legend. Fantastic. We're going to get to the news, Scotty.
Thank you very much.
Man, we love his work from the Herald Sun. Reading all about it. Sack tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
Tune in.